U.S. President Donald Trump said on Tuesday he will discuss the situations in Gaza and Iran when he meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House next week, adding that he hopes to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza soon. Trump plans to meet Netanyahu on Monday and told reporters during a visit to Florida that he would be very firm with him on the need for a speedy Gaza ceasefire, while noting that Netanyahu wants one as well. Trump said he is hopeful that a ceasefire for hostages agreement can be achieved next week between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. "We hope it's going to happen. And we're looking forward to it happening sometime next week," he told reporters as he departed the White House for a day trip to Florida. "We want to get the hostages out." Elon Musk. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday threatened to cut off the billions of dollars in subsidies that Elon Musk companies receive from the federal government, in an escalation of the war of words between the president and the world's richest man, one-time allies who have since fallen out. The feud reignited on Monday when Musk, who spent hundreds of millions on Trump's re-election, renewed his criticism of Trump's tax cut and spending bill, which would eliminate subsidies for electric vehicle purchases that have benefited Tesla, the leading U.S. EV maker. That bill passed the Senate by a narrow margin midday Tuesday. The Republican-controlled U.S. Senate passed President Donald Trump's tax and spending bill by the narrowest of margins, approving a massive package that would enshrine many of his domestic priorities into law, while adding $3.3 trillion to the national debt. The measure would extend Trump's 2017 tax cuts, give new tax breaks for income from tips and overtime pay, and boost spending on the military and immigration enforcement. It also would cut spending on the Medicaid health program and food aid for low-income Americans.